here, Sizzling Scotty coming at you with our fantastic recipe. And I like to get out to all tailgates all across this fine country. And I've been to Philly a lot of times. In Philadelphia, of course, you're looking for cheesesteaks. And I found an incredible recipe in the parking lot there. Philly cheesesteak cups. Let's do it. We're going to preheat our oven at 375 degrees and add your room temperature steak to the freezer for about 15 to 20 minutes. This is going to help with the slicing. Now, push your wonton wrappers into the greased mini muffin tin so the edges pop up a little bit. Make sure that the center is open, and you're going to bake those for about 5 to 7 minutes on the bottom rack and then set those aside. Next, add 2 tablespoons of oil to the skillet, followed by the minced onions, and saute them for about 5 to 10 minutes over medium high heat until they start to caramelize, and then set aside in a bowl. Season your steak as you please. Salt and pepper is fine. Some people, diehards, they don't want any salt or pepper near that ribeye. Remove from the freezer when it's hardened a bit. This will help it slice it very thin. Chop the shaved steak a little bit more. We don't want large pieces into our cups. Now, using the same skillet and place it over high heat, add 2 more tablespoons of oil and sear your steak for about a minute. We want to keep it tender, plus it'll cook a little bit more in the oven. Add a square of cheese to the bottom of each wonton cup and then fill each generously with that steak mixture and then finish it by putting another slice on top. Put them back in the oven on the bottom rack for another 3 to 5 minutes or until the cheese is melted, and then serve them up. Now, you might want to keep the ketchup away from these. I'm a traditionalist. I think these are perfect as is. You can find this awesome Philly cheesesteak cup recipe podcast at www.pmn2.com. And don't forget, you can find a lot of my great recipes on my Facebook page, Tailgate Grillin' with Sizzlin' Scotty. Until next time, this is Sizzlin' Scotty.